News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Sid Williams-Heath, the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the theater.
Well, hey, we're here to stir up drama, you know? Well, yeah, for anyone listening, I mean, Pensacola Little Theater is nothing new for Pensacola. We've been around since 1936.
90 years.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. That 90 celebration is right upon us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had homes everywhere. I mean, we at one point were in the Chamber. We were in Pensacola High School. We had a Quonset hut for a little while.
Mm.
And then it was in the late 80s when we purchased what was the Old County Jail, Court of Record building. The joke is that they brought a wrecking ball in and it just bounced right back, so they couldn't get rid of it. So they gave it to the thespians. Why not? So we've been there since 88, officially opened that in 1996. That's the Pensacola Cultural Center, now the Clark Family Cultural Center, which has been recently renamed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we house a multitude of organizations: Ballet Pensacola, the Stamped Film Festival, Entrecon, Civicon, Pensacon. Every con in town is going to be in the Cultural Center. But theater first, and we own and operate the building, and so we have a little something for everyone. Little theater does not mean theater for little people.
Mm-hmm.
We get that a lot. And of course, we do have kid shows.
Yeah.
We've got stuff for the tiny tinies, stuff for the family, and then stuff for the adults, things that are just downright dirty in a certain series. So we can make sure that if you want to be entertained and enriched, maybe even a little educated, you can do it at PLT.
Yeah. Talk to me about the Clark family and how that naming came about.
Absolutely. So COVID, right? Bum, bum, bum.
Mm-hmm.
And we closed down, and my philosophy was, let's not reopen the building looking exactly like it was. And we've been formulating a capital campaign for quite some time. And so we were working with ID Group locally to retell our story of the center. And long story long, the Clark family, Dave and Cynthia Clark, their kids grew up in that building, in the ballet. They've been on the board for a while, and they led us with $1 million gift for what has now become our $7 million reimagination of the building, which is almost complete.
Oh, wow.
So Clark family, we're proud to wear it on the building.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And tell me about the 90 years and the anniversary celebration that you have coming up.
Absolutely. So our season starts every July, and so we just kicked off our next season, and our next one around the July time, we will have a 90th big celebration. So stay tuned for that. But we are just about a quarter of the way into our current season. And we've got, a lot of drama that's going to be coming up over the next couple of months, too.
Mm-hmm. And so right now you are hosting the Ballet Pensacola.
Yes.
Cinderella.
Yes. So they are the entire third floor of the building. In fact, we joke that they've technically been in that building longer than we have, because we let them open up and operate. We needed the rent, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 92. And then we did our first performance in 1996 in that building. So long-term tenants, friends, and they have a great both local and international team of dancers. And so they are doing their interpretation of Cinderella. There's 1 weekend left, so I hope you'll see it this weekend. I saw it last weekend and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yep, that's through the 20th. And you can find out more at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Awesome.
I also see coming up in December, there's Improvable Cause.
Yes, so we do that the first Saturday of every month. So you can come get a little improv. It's a little bit later in the evening and we usually start around 10:30. And they do, I mean, classes, workshops for people, but it is just one of those evenings where the drinks are a little bit stronger and you're just going to have a laugh a minute type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So is that a 21 and over atmosphere?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to see about kids coming along.
They do. They do have, don't let me quote the day, but they do something midweek that is not in the theater. That is for a little bit of a younger crowd.
Okay, perfect. POTUS is also coming up.
We said, hey, we're going to be in political season. Let's do political parody. Come. Obviously, it's a stressful time for a lot of people, but we wanted to be kind of the comedic relief for that. Now, our POTUS, it was on Broadway a number of years ago. There are no Republicans, no Democrats. It is just a fictional world. And it's funny because you never actually see POTUS himself. He gets into a little bit of a PR stunt And you see all the women behind him who are, I would say, fixing, but some of them are, you know, causing more problems than fixing, too. But you have press secretaries and vice presidents and first ladies, and it's just really, really a hit. It's going to be a hoot for everyone.
That's awesome. Sid Williams Heath, the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions today. So I know a lot of these shows come about through your committees. So I know you have a Studio 400 committee, Treehouse committee, Artistic committee. I guess those are the big three. So tell me about that.
Absolutely. So those committees are really broken down by series. So we'll have the head artistic committee that helps me and my artistic director, Kathy Holsworth, plan the season for the year because we want to be representative. We want to make sure that all the stories are being told. Again, whether that is something that you want to be family friendly in our Treehouse series, whether that is that more mature audience in Studio 400, which POTUS is in, or a classic main stage. So when you think about main stage, you think of My Fair Lady, Mamma Mia, like the classics. Mm-hmm. Treehouse is going to be something that it's not a lower budget by any means. It's just something that anyone could come to. Cinderella or Charlotte's Web. And then we have Acorn, which is every summer, and that is for the littles. It's theater for little people by little people. Aesop's Fables, Little Red Riding Hood, Teeny Tiny. And then Studio 400 is thought-provoking, mature. And we do local works as well. So we'll take locally written works through our script teasers and actually put them on stage in Studio 400.
All right, perfect. I would guess there's also volunteer opportunities available.
Hey, we have a staff of 10, and the rest is completely volunteer. And I think people lose sight of that, too, because if you see community theaters anywhere else, I grew up in a small town in Mississippi, and that was precious, precious community theater. The quality of what we produce, and I obviously am biased, but just it's universal. It is such a high skill, and I love that the biggest question I'll get after, you know, the big summer musical is, well, where's that troupe from? Where are they traveling from? Like, no, they're all volunteers. They are your ex-girlfriends and your barbers and your teachers. We have psychologists who come to us to let that be their outlet. So, of course, there's a whole audition process that we can get into, but it's not just the actors, the set designers, the costumers, the directors themselves, the ushers, just the people that are backstage painting morning, noon, and night, trying to get a setup, all volunteer-based, and we couldn't do it without them.
Wonderful. How do they get involved?
So always PensacolaLittleTheater.com. We have a whole tab about how to get involved, and there's really no better way than just to come. Just come see us because we will walk you through that building. We have a tech team who can tell you all the things backstage. We have artistic director who can tell you about the scripts, the script writing. We can walk you through costuming. Truly, we just want to get to know you and how we can best use you. But if you've got time, if you've got talent, we'll certainly take it.
Awesome. Box office hours, when are those?
So we are open, it's relatively new, Tuesday through Saturday. We've always been Monday through Friday, but we open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 5. So if you are just strolling around downtown, you just stop in right to our newly renovated box office.
Awesome. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Looking for a sewing machine? Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Darrell's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair is finally here with over 50 rides, fun, food, games, and more. With free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippett, Chris Jensen, Easton Corbett, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluffett, and Whiteside Rock Ensemble. Plus exhibits, a livestock auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder, and Teacher Days, Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $20 Wristband Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. Get tickets and all the details at PensacolaFair.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Sid Williams-Heath, the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater, and we're talking all things theater right now. You also have some renovations that you're doing.
We absolutely do, and for anyone who has been cursing our name with all of the cranes and construction cult on Main Street, pardon our progress. Thank you. So we kicked off about a year and a half ago, because it's a very complex building. So again, kind of the history is it's the 1911 County Jail Court of Record building. And so we spent from 88 until 96 completely making it what it was. Because again, theater owns and operates it, but there were at the time over 20 arts and culture nonprofits that needed a home. So from 96 until, let's say, 2020, we've certainly enjoyed, loved the beautiful resurgence that building had. COVID happened. We really reevaluated and said, the quality of our talent is so elevated that how can we make the experience match that? When you come for, maybe you're not even a theater lover, but maybe you like the ballet. Maybe you only come for Andracon. Maybe you walked in because, the chamber had an event there. How can we make it more user-friendly, especially since we had the time, obviously being shut down for COVID? And the community rallied behind it. We started as a $4 million project, and then I'd always had this crazy brainstorm that we were going to put a rooftop performance center on the top of that building. When they originally did the renovations, it was meant to accommodate a fourth floor, and then, of course, ran out of money, so we were grateful for what we got. But so in this iteration, we said, no, it's meant to hold that structure, and I think COVID taught us that people very much prefer the outdoor open air, and we have this stunning, stunning view of Pensacola Bay, downtown Pensacola. I've been sneaking up there since I joined in 2016, 2017. The fireworks are so good, and we said, no, let's make this a community treasure, because there are so many spaces, and we've renovated the whole building, but that already have purpose, and I don't want to add things that take away from the programming. The shows are the shows, and the communal atrium space needs to be that holding space, so it's completely uncharted territory. So we are very, very near the end of truly Pensacola's premier rooftop performance center, and so it's fully equipped with catering kitchen and bar. It'll hold about 150 people. We will kick that off in April. We are already taking bookings for private events, weddings. We will make sure our members, we had a very small membership base that helped with the fundraising. They're called the top tier. We will have some private events for them, make sure that you have whatever event that you need up there, and we will open to the public officially in July. Mm-hmm. But we're already bookable.
In a prior life, I was part of a chamber of commerce, and so I got to travel the country, actually, and I got to have different events on rooftops. Nice. And whenever I went back to my home community in Wisconsin at that time, I was always like, that's what we're missing here.
That's what we're missing here.
Yep. When you have a rooftop event, I know there's something that elevates it, like you said, and it's just really special.
And we always want to elevate the arts, and now we're just doing it quite literally.
Yeah.
I lived in Savannah for a number of years, and they probably had 7 just back-to-back that were all booming. So I just think it really adds to the vibrancy and the quality of life for the community. But that's not the only renovation we had. So the theater itself, it seats about 450 people, all new seats, all new carpet, all new sound equipment, lighting. You never want people to talk about your sound, right? It should just be good. But if they're talking about it, they're usually complaining about it. So we have a brand new, beautiful sound system. Our welcome spot, the atrium, it's really the public parlor. It's where people gather. So it has been completely gutted and renovated. Our black box theater now can accommodate both performances and small events. We've incorporated a fine art gallery that will open early next year. So truly, we've just taken the building, shaken it up. But it's smart growth, and the fact that it's been at least 85% of the way all donor funded has just been really, really meaningful for us and is going to help us sustain it.
Yeah. Talk to me more about the Fine Art Gallery. What's going to be displayed there?
So we're going to do a hybrid of things. So we had a local family who helped sponsor that. And so we'll do a hybrid of their connections and the galleries that they want to have and bring them to Pensacola. But then in the other times, we will take the shows that we are doing or a performance by the ballet and make the artwork center around that. So I'm riffing, but you know, we're doing My Fair Lady on stage. Now all of a sudden the gallery is an exhibit of fascinators and dresses from that time. Mm. Or we're doing cats and all of a sudden there is a multimedia exhibit, you know, using trash or something. We just want to make them all tie in so that you get a well-rounded experience. And because for so long we've only been able to, and we still have over 1,000 volunteers every year, so we've got a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But we offer a very specific type of live performance. And so this opens our ability, whether in the art gallery, whether on the performers on the rooftop, we get to accommodate more self-expression. We get to accommodate more people.
Nice. Sid Williams-Heath, CEO of Pensacola Little Theater, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. Now, I know that you also do classes and workshops as well.
Absolutely. So, of course, you can come and audition and be in a show. It's a process. It's about an 8 to 10 week audition process, or once you've gotten the role, you've got to have the rehearsal process. Sometimes you want to get in and get out. Sometimes you want to even learn before you get there. So we do classes for all ages. We start as young as 4 years old, Broadway babies. We will take your little ham and we'll either tell them how to use their voice a little louder, or we can help them, maybe learn how to use it more appropriately, depending upon, which kid you've got.
Mm-hmm.
We do acting for adults. We do improv for teens. We have musical theater classes. We've done everything from stage combat and puppeteering. It really depends on the teachers that we have here to teach for the semester. But we just hit a record roster for the year. And we've really, really put an emphasis on our scholarship program. Donors have been really adamant about making sure that, one, tuition prices are low, but two, for those who can't afford it, that they have access
but
to
they have
it.
Assistance.
We gave more scholarships this year than the past 4 years combined.
Oh, wow.
It was great. It was mm-hmm. great. So we're seeing record numbers there. And then we just instituted a brand new program. We are just finishing our first year in tandem with the Escambia Children's Trust. So we have a completely tuition-free set of classes for qualifying Escambia County students. We provide transportation to their school system. We bring you to the theater, and it's called Building Character Through Character Building. And it's really about literacy rates. It's about helping them dissect a book, take a character, bring it to life. So we actually physically take those characters out of the book, we'll act them out, we'll show them how to characterize them in terms of what they're wearing and the setting and the energy, really creative tactical tools that they can take into their next book that they're reading.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a parent or a teacher who has an Escambia County student who you think may qualify for tuition-free classes, we would love to talk to you at Pensacola Little Theater.
If they want to audition or if they want to sign up for a camp or a class, how do they find out when those opportunities or those windows open?
Very, very comprehensive website. So there are education tabs, there are audition tabs. And in terms of the audition, we want you to come beforehand. We will let you read the perusal. We have a very, very strenuous process of, what to prepare, what not to do. So we can walk you through that in person. There's a ton of information on the website. A great opportunity if you're looking to get involved maybe for the holiday season. We have auditions for A Christmas Story, the classic You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are at the very end of this month, October 28th and 29th. So those are for parents, kids, everything in between. And even if you don't get the role, it's good to go ahead and get your feet wet, come in, try the audition.
That's awesome. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. In the studio with me is Sid Williams Heath, the CEO of Pensacola Little Theater. And we're talking about everything the Little Theater is doing. They've been quite busy. So you get out in the community quite a bit. I know that you visit organizations and schools. Talk to me about that.
So we know that the work that we do inside the building is so meaningful. And the myriad of ways that people can express themselves are important. But some people don't have access to that. Some people just really need to get a taste of it to know that they're interested in it. So it's been about 2 years now that we instituted a whole new program. We have a community outreach director, Kim Scott, who will take shows on the go into high schools, Title I schools, nursing homes, libraries, just to get a snippet of either a show we're doing or just a part of the education piece to students all around. And then, of course, as I mentioned, through that program with the Children's Trust, now we have the access and the resources to bring them back to the building. So if you are wanting a speaker for your Rotary, if you want to take a tour of a downtown community cultural organization, we'd be happy to come to you or have you come to us at the center.
That's awesome. And the center, people can also reserve space to hold events?
Absolutely. So we have a whole rental tab, and you can see that PensacolaLittleTheater.com/rentals.
Awesome. And then people can also get involved by either sponsoring or donating. Talk to me about that.
Hey, we get by with a little help from our friends. So as a 501c3 nonprofit, to do what we do for the complexities of a 113-year-old building with tenants, to try to produce at least 10 shows a year, it certainly takes the help of the community. And we've seen that. These renovations have been so exciting, and there's still opportunities to give everything from naming your favorite best seat in the house to sponsoring the rooftop bar and performance venue itself. We definitely have capacity. But if money's not what you have and you truly want something that you get just as much out of it, if you want to come and you've got time and talent, we'll take it. We want to make sure that you know that your quality of life can certainly increase by the opportunities that we have just behind the stage.
Mm-hmm. We have about a minute left. Is there anything that I didn't cover that you want to make sure you get out there in the community?
No, it's again, just make sure that you're visiting, whether that's seeing POTUS with us next weekend. We've got a great opportunity called 24-Hour Theater that truly we just produce an entire show in one night. It's a great way to dab your toe, whether that's an education class. We know that people are looking for different things. So whether you are trying to find your stage, your light, your community, whether you're trying to find yourself, we know that you can find all those things at the center.
Mm-hmm. And if they have children that are interested in theater, check it out, right?
Check it out. You as an adult, too. Hey, don't forget. It's never too late to teach an old dog new tricks.
Absolutely. And you also have volunteer opportunities, like you said.
Something for everyone.
All right. How do people find out more about you?
Come see us. We're at 400 South Jefferson Street. You can give us a call at the box office, but always PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.